Lake Effect continues. I'm Mitch Teich. As we mentioned in our last segment, Sunday marks the 42nd annual Earth Day commemoration. A bit later today, the city of Milwaukee holds its pre-Earth Day celebration with a street party outside City Hall. Amid the local musicians and food trucks selling their goodies, the city's Environmental Sustainability Director, Matt Howard, will be on hand to talk up Phase 2 of Milwaukee's sustainability plan. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz sat down earlier this week with Matt Howard and Dennis Grzynski. Grzynski, whose day job is with Midwest Environmental Advocates, is one of 14 members of the Green Team, charged with overseeing the sustainability plan's development. Matt Howard says the city has already gone green in many ways through its solar power program, Milwaukee Shines, retrofitting municipal buildings to be more energy efficient, and erecting the city's first wind turbine. Howard says over the coming months, public input will be critical.
What we want is we want the public's input to really drive this plan. We want their priorities to be reflected in the plan, because this doesn't mean anything if it's a top-down approach. And the Green Team has actually decided on a mission statement. Their vision, basically, for the sustainability plan is that Milwaukee's sustainability plan will create an alignment of economic and environmental interests that improve Milwaukee's quality of life, benefiting residents, businesses, and our natural environment through embracing smart, achievable sustainability principles. And as a result, Milwaukee will be the Fresh Coast Capital of North America. So it's a pretty ambitious effort that we're undertaking. And just one other important point that I wanted to mention is some work that we're doing right now with the BRECO Fund, which will be supporting the sustainability planning effort. I've pitched an idea to BRECO, just in recognition of all the great work that they've done in the community on environmental issues, and thought we might have a like-minded approach to this planning process. And they're on board to help the city and any other interested groups out there establish a sustainability fund, so basically a green fund, to implement the plan on day one, so that this planning process won't just sit on a shelf somewhere. That on day one, we'll have funds available to the community to help them implement actions and programs that help us achieve the goals in the plan itself. So it's a very generous contribution and commitment of time and resources from BRECO to really work with the city and with the Green Team to make the plan a reality, on the ground reality.
So that means that BRECO will be donating their funds, staff time. Does it also mean that people in the community can add to that fund?
Well, we haven't worked out all the specifics yet, but essentially BRECO's commitment is to provide seed funding for the fund. And over the next 10 months, while the Green Team is doing its planning, BRECO and the city will be working to establish the fund and essentially how it will operate. So I really don't have an answer for you right now how it will operate on a day-to-day basis, but I can say that it will exist to implement the plan. I'll just use an example from the 2005 Green Team report. The mayor set an energy reduction goal for city government, for instance. And so they recommended a level of reducing energy 15% by 2012. So we could have more goals like that. Then we could have several different targets underneath that goal area, and one could be a further reduction in city energy use. So, 30% by 2025 or something like that.
So, Dennis, is there an element for you from your perspective that you feel is critical not to lose sight of in this process?
I think there's a real need, and I think it's going to be addressed, to deal with the whole range of opportunities that sustainability and a shift towards green provides for the opportunity for employment. The end results that we're looking for with what kinds of people with what kinds of training are going to be needed to help make these things happen. And part of it, I think, is going to be identifying that whole set of career ladders for all sorts of different kinds of green jobs, that start with kids who are still in high school and, have opportunities to learn some things and do some things either, in part-time internships with government agencies, with nonprofits, with businesses that get them both on a track to employment and on a track to understanding better how the environment fits in with their lives.
There's an organization called Transition Milwaukee. There's the Victory Garden Initiative. And those who feel that, you know, we ought to, as a city or community, look at producing what we need, you know, locally, and you build community and self-reliance. Are those elements, or is that beyond the purview of what right now we're looking at?
Well, I think clearly one of the things, and just speaking from my personal experience, that I've heard very loud and clear since I've been here, is the importance, and I'll put it underneath the umbrella of food security. So encompassing things like urban agriculture, local food, organic food, access to good food, that's going to play a critical role in what we're doing. I think it ties into what Dennis said in terms of, you know, the social glue and the fabric of neighborhoods and communities. How far do people have to go to find good food? Do people have opportunities to garden outside and to grow their own food if they so choose? So I really see, again, you don't want to prejudge what's going to be in the planning process, but I mean, that's another area that Milwaukee's known internationally for, is urban ag, is the good food movement, aquaponics, aquaculture. So, again, that's another strong asset for us as a city. And as a city and as a community, we need to be better about making sure that all quadrants and all areas of our city can benefit from these things that certain professionals are perfecting here in Milwaukee. It needs to work for all of our citizens. So I see all those groups as playing a very critical role in having a space at the table in terms of helping us set those priorities when we move forward on the planning process.
I mean, how do you work through that process, and how do you make those priorities?
Well, one of the things that we've been very fortunate to do is we've been able to bring on CH2M Hill, which is an internationally known engineering and environmental consulting firm. And their local office here in Milwaukee has actually done a lot of work with the city on the Menominee Valley redevelopment, for instance. And so the city is very familiar with CH2M Hill and been very pleased with our working relationship with them. But the point is, CH2M Hill has done other sustainability planning exercises in other cities in the U.S. And so we felt it was important to bring in sort of a third party to help us develop our outreach strategies, to help us house all this information that we're going to be getting from the public, and really help us set up a system so that it's fair and transparent, that as we gather that information, then the public can see how that results in a priority in the plan. So I think, you know, in terms of getting from A to B for us, CH2M Hill is going to be very critical in, again, developing a strategy for public outreach moving forward.
So neighborhood meetings, you hope, will begin when?
Well, we're going to have a meeting in the first week of May with CH2M Hill, and they're going to make some recommendations to us. And so we'll need to digest that as a group and see if we like the recommendations, and then, you know, develop a plan that works for the green team and for our planning process. My hope is sometime in June we can begin, you know, that public outreach.
Matt Howard is Director of Environmental Sustainability for the City of Milwaukee. Dennis Brzezinski is Senior Staff Counsel for Midwest Environmental Advocates and one of the 14 members of the city's Green Team. They spoke with Susan Bentz. The city marks Earth Day with a street party outside City Hall beginning at 11 o'clock today.